back home, I've got a long way to get before I get back home. And there's a man I've never met before who looks a lot like me. And there's a little place called heaven that I'll probably never see. And there's a thing called peace of mind that I've never known. I've got a long before I get back home, I've got a long way to get. Before I get back home, I've got a long way to get. Before I get back home.
It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Haney, it's Elaine, out to Wendy. Why not? She has a hot hand, high arcing, rainbow three! Give her another! Savannah Wendy with her fourth three of the first half.
Corner three, left side, Brian Short. Rebound put back.
Wilt at the buzzer, he switches it on the baseline. Wilt's right spot at the right time. And the Vikings go in the locker room with a 13-point lead.
Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store.
Now Davis, just pass behind the center target. Finley comes away with it. Gives it up to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. Right hand jam!
They throw it away. It's deflected. Haney gets it. Two on the clock. Haney shoots from way downtown for the win. Yes! Oh, my gosh!
And now, with today's play-by-play coverage, here is Wade Gershner.
4 state-ranked teams, all under one roof here tonight at Seaman High School. It's a battle in the United Kansas Conference between Casey Piper and the Seaman Vikings. I tune in tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Gershner with you, along with student engineer MJ, as tonight the Seaman Lady Vikings put a 24-game winning streak on the line. They have not lost since February 20th of last year at Shawnee Heights. Since then, undefeated, state champs in 5A a year ago, 8-10-0 this year, number one in 5A. They've won 24 in a row, but this could be their toughest test during the regular season. A Piper team ranked 5th in 5A, who Seaman beat by just 2, the season opener back in December, 69-67, and it is a real distinct possibility that Piper and Seaman could meet in the 5A state tournament, perhaps in the championship or semis. So keep all that in mind. This is an important game, but at the same time, they could meet again. Piper 15-3, 12-2 in league play. They had won 6 in a row until Friday. They lost a 2-point game to number 9 in 5A, DeSoto, 60-58. Bounced back with a win last night at Baser Linwood, 50-40. Seaman, meanwhile, no problem with Baser Linwood on a Friday, winning 61-32. Anna Becker with 25 points after Seaman had 10 days between games due to weather and reschedules, and this is a reschedule from a week and a half ago. And then Tuesday against Leavenworth last night, they doubled up. Leavenworth 54-27. Starting lineups first for Seaman. Head coach Matt Tins' 8th year, assisted by Steve Alexander, Steve Darting, Aubrey Taylor, and Dan Ruta. It is Jada Stahlbaumer, a 5'8 senior guard, averaging 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Anna Becker, All-State, All-Leaguer a year ago, 5'11 senior point guard, averaging 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Kelly Wilhelm is a 5'8 senior forward, averaging 7.7 rebounds. Maddie Gragg, a 5'10 junior guard, All-State, All-Leaguer, averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And Ava Esser starts in the middle, 6-foot senior center, averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds. Piper Pirates last year were 10-11. This year they're 15-3. Led by head coach Shane Stout in his 14th year at Piper, assisted by Tracy Duma-Walker, Susan McPherson, and Kim Boyd. And this Piper team is very talented. Riley Gerber, 5'10 sophomore forward, averaging 9 points, 9.5 rebounds. Allison Oaks, a 5'10 junior. She starts at a guard. And also Faith McAuliffe, a 5'4 junior point guard, a transfer of Bishop Miege, where they won the state title a year ago. She averaged 8 points last year, averaged 18 this year. Her sister Grace McAuliffe is a commit to California, play D1 basketball next year. She's a 5'10 senior guard. They both transferred from Bishop Miege to Piper. Grace is averaging 17 a game. And then rounding out the starting five is Avery Vallejo, who is a senior 5'3 guard, averaging 7 a game. Piper in the black, Steeman in the white. We are underway. Hope you enjoyed tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. The tip is controlled. It's loose, and it comes to Piper. With it is Grace McAuliffe. Grace spins, turns, scoop with the right hand, misses. Rebound by Esser. She'd be a great game to two of the best teams in the state. Steeman ranked number one in 5A. Piper ranked number five. Here's Anna Becker. Whips it out front. Wide open. Stahlbomber three-pointer in and out. And a rebound to Bradley Gerber for Piper. Running the floor from right to left, from north to south. Penetration, bounce pass, Gerber, layup, no. The follow is up and good. And Piper strikes first, 2-0. Full court man-to-man pressure by Piper. We'll see that from Steeman at some point tonight, if not early on. This is Faith McAuliffe pressuring Becker. Becker drives baseline, flips it out front, wide open, three-pointer on the way. Bingo! Kinley Wilhelm knocks down the triple, and Steeman has a 3-2 lead. Good pass on the penetration baseline by Becker. Whips it out front, top of the key. Wilhelm there that knocked down the tray. In the far corner is Faith McAuliffe. She has a younger sister, Hope, who's a freshman. Older sister, Grace, who is a senior, is going to play D1 basketball next year. Here's a lob to Faith, and the pass is out of bounds, far side. So first turnover of the night going against Piper. Piper averages 68 points a game, giving up 39. That plus 29. They're beating opposition an average of 29 a game. Steeman even better, outscoring opposition by 32 a game. Steeman is 6-0 against ranked teams this year. That's right. Six of their 18 wins against ranked teams, including Derby, who at one point was number one in 6A. Here is Esser. Swing it left side to Stahlbomber. Cutting to the bucket is Gregg. Gregg leans in against Gerber. Nothing doing. Bounce pass out to Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber plays it out front to Wilhelm. Hit that three a moment ago. Puts on the floor, penetrates. Now back to Stahlbomber. She probes, turns, flips up the shot on the baseline, missing with the left hand. Rebound by Gerber. Outlet to Faith McAuliffe. Ahead it goes to Vallejo. And now over to Grace McAuliffe. Back to Vallejo. Here's a three by Faith McAuliffe. It's up and she swishes it. She's a junior and she's a good shooter. She averages 18 a game. Her sister Grace averages just under 18 a game. And it's 5-3. Piper with the lead. Becker drives, bump. Shot goes up, doesn't fall. Foul on the floor, I do believe, on Faith McAuliffe. Her first team foul on Steeman. There's a shot clock here at Steeman High School. A lot of the bigger schools do have the shot clock. It's optional, according to Acacia, this year. Although we get to sub-state play next week in 5A and 6A, there will be no shot clocks at any classification, even though you might be used to it all year long. That's one thing I didn't like about that optional part. Either make it universal or don't have it at all. Out between the circles, this is Jada Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber flips over to Becker in the far corner. Little shake and bake. Kick out. Open. Three-pointer. Top of the circle again. Wilhelm, this one. Air ball and wide to the left. 5:42 to go. First quarter. 5-3. Piper. The Pirates. And their school colors are black, white, and purple. But on their uniforms, it's just white numerals and lettering, and then the black numerals, pants and shirts, as McAuliffe lost it. Tie up in the lane with Stahlbomber and McAuliffe, and the arrow points in favor of Steeman. There is just a little bit of purple on the side with the Pirate logo on the side of the black shorts. Steeman in the white with the blue numerals and trim and lettering outlined in the red. Cardinal red, royal blue colors for Steeman. Here is Becker, a little crossover against Faith McAuliffe. Here's Wilhelm, whips it over to Gregg. Gregg finds a crease all the way to the hoop, going baseline, and she's hammered. Took a 2 free throws. Foul is on Grace McAuliffe. That's her first, second team foul. And if Steeman could get the McAuliffe sisters in foul trouble, that'd be a huge advantage for the Vikings. Number one in the state in 5A, undefeated, defending state champion, as Gregg rattles at home. Last time we saw Maddie Gregg, she was knocking out 5 3-pointers in the first half and a win against Johnny Heights. Dan Stout, the head coach for Piper, has a free throw up and missing, and rebound there for Piper in the form of Grace McAuliffe. Shane Stout, head coach, his 14th year. Last year, Piper lost in the first round of sub-state to Shawnee Heights, double overtime. Would have been the sub-state semifinal, just 14 sub-states in 5A and 6A. He has 370 wins as a head coach. as we have a moving screen called on Allison Oaks, her first, third team foul, and a turnover of Piper, their second. He has 8 conference titles, 6 state appearances as coach at Piper. He led Republic County to an undefeated state championship back in 2006. That's out in North Central Kansas. And now we have a legal screen called on Esser as Grace McCallop hits the deck. Esser, her first, and the first turnover for Seaman. 5-4, Piper with the early lead, 4:53 to go, first quarter. Coach Stout was also a coach out at Liberal, so he's been out different parts of the state. Now settled down here in Kansas City with Piper, 14th year at the helm. He's done a heck of a job. Here is Faith McCallop, flips it to Vallejo, a three-pointer on the way. That one wide left, hits the backboard, comes all the way back out to Vallejo again. He underhands it to Gerber. Gerber flips it, no, fakes the handoff, and now back to Faith McCallop, over to Vallejo. She'll fire again, this one bouncing off, and a good rebound. And I say a jump ball. A jump ball with Gregg and Gerber. It'll stay with Piper. Seaman, DeSoto, Lansing, Leavenworth, Piper, Turner, Topeka West, Shawnee Heights, and Basler Linwood. That is the 9 participants in the United Kansas Conference UKC, which Seaman has won the last 2 years, trying to go for a third straight league title. Here's Grace McCallop, driving baseline, missing, rebound weak side, Gerber, power dribble, and she's fouled. So Gerber will go to the foul line, a 5'10 sophomore. So Ava Esser just picked her second personal, second team foul in Seaman. As a free throw up and good by Gerber, who has 3 early points, averaging 9.5 points, 9.5 rebounds, nearly averaging a double-double in just the sophomore. Piper, number one, they're the number 2 seed right now for the 5A East Substate. At the season end of today, number 1 would be Spring Hill. Second free throw off the mark, so Gerber hits 1 out of 2, 6-4 Piper. Seaman would be the second best team in the West bracket. Here's Gregg, high arcing 3, rattles it home as he let Grace McCallum go right by her, and Gregg hits the triple. She has 4, and it's 7-6, Seaman with the lead. The Seaman will be the top seed in their 14th substate. Here is Faith McCallum, excuse me, that's Grace with the scoop, and then it deflected, and it went off her noggin and out of bounds. So Seaman with the basketball, leading by 1. Becker across the timeline, the Viking logo at half court here at Seaman High School. Swing it to the far wing, that's Stahlbaumer. Becker fighting position with Faith McCallop, all kinds of contact, they're letting them play. Here's Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer gives it to Gregg. Gregg goes baseline, and hitting the deck is Vallejo trying to take a charge. No block, no charge, and they just simply called a turnover on Seaman, and both coaches arguing with the officials. James Stout really adamant right now with the official. Coach Tinsley yelling at the other official saying, my player is being held. This will be a hotly contested game. Number 1 in the state, Seaman. Number 5, Piper. Faith McCallop between the leg dribble. Little crossover back to the volleyball line. Screen set by Gerber. Hesitation move. Given up to Gerber. And we have a whistle and a foul. Okay, so there was a warning against the Seaman bench. No bucket, no technical, but a warning on the Seaman bench. So Vallejo, the trigger it in, ran to the bucket on the baseline, to my left, lobs out to Grace McCullough, and Stahlbaumer runs into her, and that's her first foul, and the third team foul on Seaman. Seaman has won 24 in a row. Last time lost the game was over a year ago, February 20th. At Shawnee Heights, 23-2 last season, 15-1, won the UKC for the second straight year, beat May South in the 5A championship, beat number 1 seed Andover in the 5A semis, as Grace McCullum drives, strong take, and able to bake it up and in, and it is 8-7, Piper with the lead. Back the other way is Wilhelm for Seaman, lobs it, posting up as Becker, she catches, turns, puts it up and in. Well, that's smart. Get in inside. Let Becker post up. She's got Faith McCallop 5'4", Becker 5'11". So let Becker play inside. Now McCallop skips it out. Vallejo, a three-pointer on the way. That's a 2. Her foot was on the line by about an inch. And it's 10-9. Piper back in front. 2:38 to go, first quarter. Open three-pointer from the corner. Rattled in there by Ryan Miller. She hits the triple. And it's 12-10. Seaman back the other way. Layup doesn't go for Faith McCallop, and a foul whistled against Seaman. Jada Stahlbaumer with her second. So Jada Stahlbaumer with two fouls. Ava Esser with two fouls. So two starters for Seaman with two fouls in the first quarter, and we still have 2:28 to play in the frame. Grace McCallop and Faith McCallop, the 1-2 punch, averaging 39 a game between the two. 35 a game as the free throw up and switched by Faith McCallop. Faith averaged 8 points, 4 assists last year at Bishop Miege as they won their 5th consecutive state title, 25th girls basketball title in Miege history. Grace McCallop had 19 in the state title game against Wellington. She averaged 10 a game last year and 5 rebounds. They both transfer to Piper, and that's quite the two additions. As Faith McCallop hits both free throws, she has 5, including a 3, and we're tied at 12 with 2:23 to blow first quarter. Grace Becker brings it up against Faith McCallop, behind the back dribble. Becker steps into a 3. That's an air ball. And wisely, Vallejo lets it go out of bounds on the baseline. Becker a little bit rushed on that 3. Wilhelm set the screen, freed her up. I think Becker had a little bit more time to line that up than she thought. Approaching 2 minutes to play first quarter. We're all knotted up. All square at 12. Thinking at 12, here's Grace McCullough wearing number 12. A little crossover goes by Becker. Kicks it out. 3-pointer on the way by Roth. That missed everything. And a foul on Gerbers. Wilhelm had the inside position to get the rebound on the backside. Gerbers first. 14 foul on Piper. So double bonus the rest of the way for both girls' teams. Becker ahead to Wilhelm. Faith McCallop trying to keep it out of Becker's hands. To the far corner goes to Miller. Hit a 3-pointer a little bit ago. Now Becker is going to play Division I basketball at Drake. Grace McCallop is going to play Division I basketball at Cal next year. So we got some terrific talent on the floor with some seniors. One for each team. Here is Miller to Wilhelm. Becker trying to post up, and it's stolen by McCallop. Not a good pass by Wilhelm. McCallop comes back the other way. Faith drives, flips with the left. That one misses. Good rebound by Gregg. And then she throws it away. Stolen by Faith McCallop. Here is Grace McCallop. Leans in. All kinds of contact, and a foul called on Maddie Gregg as Grace McCallop leaned into the chest of Gregg, and I think Gregg's saying, what am I supposed to do? I have a right to maintain my spot. 15th foul on Seaman. 14 fouls with the Pirates, and Grace McCullough to the line, a 5'10 senior. 2 points so far this evening. Free throw on the way. Good. Both teams played man-to-man. Piper losing at DeSoto on Friday, 60-58. One last night against Baser Lidwood, 50-40. Second free throw also good by Grace McCullough. 14-12 Piper. So a lot of basketball this week for both these teams. Games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then one last Friday. 4 games in 8 days. Driving baseline is beaten, and she's called for a travel as she was pitched to deck. Seaman fans can't believe it. Turnover for the Lady Vikings. That is their fourth of this first quarter. 14-12 Piper. Here is Faith McCallop with a right-hand dribble, trying to turn the corner against Beaton, a sophomore. Lobs it in the near corner of Vallejo. Fakes the three, steps in. 17-footer is up and too strong. Nice rebound by Miller. Miller brings up the floor. Head down, now brings it back out. Far sideline. The Gregg back to Miller. Now Becker has it. Becker guarded there by Faith McCallop. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. There's a 3-8 put up by Wilhelm, top of the key, back iron, no. Vallejo back to the trailer, McCallop. McCallop spins, pivots, gives it to Gerber. Gerber has it rejected by Gregg, and then rebounded by Wilhelm. Underhands it to Gregg. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Shot clock, game clock are identical. Now the ball knocked away. Gregg has her pocket picked by Grace McCullough. It goes all the way and lays it in. And Piper leads 16-12, forcing a fifth turnover by Seaman. Here's Becker. Vikings sped up. 3 seconds. 2. Becker. Pullback. 3. No good at the buzzer. At the end of 1, Piper ranked 5th in 5A, leading the number 1 team in state, 5A Seaman, 16-12. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Gersher back with you from Seaman High School, home of the Vikings, the number one team in the state, undefeated 18-0, winners of 24 in a row, defending 3A champion, but they trail the fifth-ranked team in 5A, KC Piper. As we start the second quarter, 16-12, Pirates with the lead, Vikings with the basketball. Here's Esser back in, playing with two fouls. Gregg into the paint, turn, shot rejected by Grace McAuliffe, who's starting to take over this game. The D1 commitment to Cal. Lobs it over to younger sister Faith, open, hops into a three, left wing, bouncing off. Esser trying to track it down, tips it, but into the third row on the near side. It should stay with Piper, and it does. Gregg, Wilhelm, Becker, Esser, Stahlbaumer, starting five for Coach Tinsley and his Lady Viking team. Stahlbaumer and Esser each with two fouls, and Stahlbaumer knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbounds near sideline, so Piper will reset. Here is Faith McCullough between the rings. Flips it over to Vallejo. Bounce pass to the high post, the elbow Roth gives it to Faith McCall. Great pass underneath Gerber, rejected out of bounds from behind by Becker. Good rotation helper. That would have been easy too. Great ball movement by Piper, but Becker was the eraser with the block shot out of bounds on the baseline. Here's McCullough. They'll lob it in. Grace to Faith. Older sister to younger sister, senior to junior, and now Stahlbaumer just called for a third. Now I'm going to be quite honest with you. That is a foul. However, the way they've been letting him be so physical, it's amazing that that was called. Like, you want consistency, and officials do the best that they can, but when you let them bang and tussle and grab underneath, and then Stahlbaumer, it was a hand check, and you call that the nickel and dimer, it is a foul, but the other, if you're going to let him play elsewhere, you probably should let him play there. So Stahlbaumer sit on the bench with three fouls, a huge development. Starting guard, averaging 10 points, 3 rebounds. Tough call for Jada Stahlbaumer. 7-8 to go, first half. Piper with the ball. Demon goes zone. He could do to their foul trouble. And the pass by Grace McCall, airmailed over the head of younger sister Faith. Coach Stout saying it was tip, but it wasn't. That was a third turnover for Piper. Well, you know, you prepare for a team known for playing man-to-man, half-court, and full-court. So you probably didn't practice much getting ready for this game if you're Piper against Steeman in a zone defense, although you should have seen zone earlier in the year at some point. Here's Ryan Miller on the skip pass. Has it 15 feet away, and now gives it to Wilhelm, posting up as Esser. Swing it left corner on the diagonal, trying to go a little give and go. Knocked away by Grace McCullough, and Gregg still has it. Avoids the over and back violation. Now Wilhelm. Shot clock reset. Skip pass to Miller. Miller giving some room, steps in, the floater from the foul line is good. Ryan Miller, a junior, has five, and it's 16-14. Piper with the lead. Back the other way, pass over the head of Faith McCallop. She goes back and corrals it near the midcourt line. Here Vallejo, back to Faith McCallop, who's hit 1-3. That's only three made so far by Piper. Vallejo's tried a couple and missed both. Demons made three triples. Gregg, Wilhelm, and Miller. Esser shows out front on a hedge. Now they swing it. Roth to Grace McCallop. Faith McCallop. Here's Vallejo on the near wing. Good defense. Four on the shot clock. Grace McCallop shoots a desperation rainbow three, and it's an air ball from about 25 feet. Good defense by the Seaman Lady Vikings. And that's where a shot clock comes into play. We haven't seen too much in a lot of our games we've done on the Pulse outside of covering Seaman. 3A schools, 2A schools not using shot clocks that we've been at. We did see Rock Creek have a shot clock. They're a 4A school. So Seaman trailing by two. The starting guard Jada Stahlbaumer on the bench with three fouls. Ava Esser out there playing with two. Here's Becker. being pressured by Faith McCallop. Esser trying to post up against Gerber. Wilhelm open right of the key. Three bouncing off. Esser, good rebound. Power dribble. Puts it up and in off the window. Esser's first two. We're tied at 16. Could be a preview of a rematch at the state tournament. And now flipping a wild shot. Grace McCallop. No. Gerber gets it. Blocked by Grad. Gerber gets it again. Misses the bunny. Strong rebound there by Wilhelm. Wilhelm dribbles out of trouble. Now Seaman has numbers. Wilhelm gives it up to Miller. Miller lobs it ahead to Esser. Off her hands, she tries to save it. Flips it out. Grad, corner three, bouncing off. Short, rebound, put back. Wilhelm off the window. Wilhelm with five, and Seaman's back at front, 18-16 on a 6-0 spurt. Here's Faith McCallop. Underhands it to Allison Oakes. Gerber open, 15-footer left elbow, buries it. Gerber with five, and we're tied at 18. 4:50 to go, first half. Here's Becker, a little crossover, spin dribble. Flip into the corner to Miller. Becker posting. Lob to Becker. Wrap around. Underneath. Wide open. Esser missed the left-hand bunny. And the ball out of bounds, though. Last touch by Gerber. Esser liked to have that one back. Had to go to her offhand. Shot a little bit strong. Good ball move by Seaman. Set to throw it in is Wilhelm. Man-to-man defense by Piper. Wilhelm throws it all the way out front to Anna Becker. 5'11 senior. Averages 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Going to play at Drake next year, be a Bulldog. She penetrates, gives it up to Wilhelm. Left of the lane, puts up the tough runner, and she's fouled. Wilhelm will get 2 free throws with 4:28 to go before halftime. Foul is on Allison Oakes. That's her second. First team foul on Piper, but not nearly as many fouls so far in the second quarter. So Wilhelm to the line, 73% foul shooter, but misses the first one back iron. Wilhelm has a 3 and 3 points. Miller has a 3 and 5 points off the bench. Maddie Gregg a 3 and a free throw for 4. Second free throw is good. Wilhelm hits 1 out of 2. She leads Seaman with 6. 19-18. Vikings with the lead. Have their 24-game winning streak on the line here tonight. Here's Grace McCallop in the lane. Over to Oakes. Back to Faith McCallop. Tries to drive on Becker. Does. Flips it high out the window. No. Rebound. Gerber. Stick back. Good. Gerber with 7. Timeout. Seaman. 4:09 to go first half. Piper by 1. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you at Seaman High School. Lady Vikings trailing by 1. Seaman number 1 team in the state in 5A, undefeated. Winners of 24-0. And Piper coming at 15-3, 12-2 in the UKC. Had a 6-game winning streak snapped on Friday, losing by 2 to DeSoto. Right now it's 2019 Piper. Piper ranked 5th in the state in 5A. Boys game later tonight, Piper ranked number 2, Seaman 8. That should be a good one as well. Piper boys lost last night to Baser Linwood. Here's Becker. Turnaround Jay. Good. Right lane from 12. Becker with 4. And it's 21-20. Seaman back in front. Under 4 to play. Pass deflected. But Grace McCallop gets it back. Gives it to Gerber. One hard power dribble. And lays it up and in. She's only a sophomore. She averages 9 points, 9 rebounds, and has 9 points already tonight. 22-21. Piper back in front. These two teams met to start the season. Back in December, here's a lob. Wilhelm Esser, wide open left-hand layup is in there. Esser with 4 all in the quarter, 23-22, Seaman. That first meeting, Seaman won 69-67. Seaman stays in a 2-3 zone because of all the foul trouble they're doing with Esser. It's the main reason they're in the zone right now is to protect Esser. Here's 2 fouls. Stahlbaum on the bench with 3. Faith McCallop, 2 Vallejo. over to Grace McCallop, lines up the triple and rattles it home on the near side and takes a look at the Seaman student section after she hits it. She has 9. Second made 3. One for Sister Faith and now one from Grace McCallop. 25-23. Piper with the 2-point lead. Back and forth we go. Wilhelm plays it left wing. Gregg, a couple of dribbles to her right. Spin dribble to the left elbow. Back to the trailer, Wilhelm, who has it left wing. Right of the key, Miller. Gives it up to Becker. Looks inside for Esser. Esser didn't go for the pass. And Becker and her not on the same wavelength, and a bad pass. And a turnover for Seaman. That's their 6th. Seaman averages just 10 turnovers a game. They shoot 69% from the foul line, which is outstanding. So it comes down to a foul shooting contest advantage, Seaman. Seaman just trying to get to the break with Esser avoiding a third foul and be right there, as right now they're only down 2. Here's Gerber, guarded by Esser. Bounce pass to Oakes. Oakes goes baseline, cut off by Gregg. Good job by Maddie to move her feet. Now pass, knocked away, it's stolen. What happened? Okay, Piper stepped on the inline before they threw the ball away. Or was it a timeout? They must have called a timeout. Timeout, Piper, they keep the basketball. Back in 30 seconds, Piper 25, Seaman 23. Back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seaman Vikings mascot making an appearance over in the student section to our left. 2:04 to play, first half. KC Piper 25, Seaman 23. Battle of two of the 5 best teams in the state in 5A. Pump fake, Faith McCallop, Grace McCallop, far wing 3. Swish! Grace McCallop with 12, her second 3 of the quarter. And it's 28-23, Piper by 5. As we said, they can meet again at the 5A state tournament. Here is Wilhelm. And 3-second violation called on Esser inside. 7 turnovers for the Lady Vikings, who come in 18-0, 14-0 in the UKC, looking for the 3rd straight league title. Even if they lose tonight, they win at Shawnee Heights on Friday. That would wrap it up. Win tonight, over for sure. There might even be a scenario where it's already over, because UKC does have tiebreakers. They don't let anybody be a co-champion or tri-champion. They break it down to where there's a clear-cut champion based off of tiebreakers. Here's a pull-up J, missing by Grace McCallop. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Roth, and it'll go to Seaman. Minute 19 to go, first half, 28-23. Pirates with the lead. Seaman outscoring the opposition by 32 points a game. Piper outscoring their opponents by 29 a game. Here's Becker going to work against Grace McCallop. Cut off there. Brings it back to the elbow. Lobs it in the near corner to Eaton. Beaton lobs it inside for Wilhelm, and a foul called on Piper. This is their 2nd team foul of the quarter. We'll see who they caught. It's on Gerber. Now that's her 2nd. So she will need to check out. And Rania Hollenshed, a 5'11 freshman, checking in. Piper's losses this year to Seaman to start the season. They lost to number 2 and 5 at the time, St. James Academy by 3, and then DeSoto ranked 9th at 5A. So all the losses to ranked teams in 5A, 15-3 overall. And now a whistle and a foul called on Piper in the far corner. So Benedetto, Juliana Benedetto, a freshman, just checked in, called for the personal foul with the hold. Esser goes out with the 2 fouls. Coach Tinsley wants to protect her. Dahlbaumer on the bench with 3. Here's Becker into the lane. Up and under. Good defense by Faith McCallop. Becker bounce pass to Wilhelm. Back to Becker. She catches, leans in. Banker does not fall. And the rebound to Benedetto for Piper. Now Faith McCallop has the open floor. Underhands it to older sister Grace. Oh, nice move. Step through. Floater. Good. Wow, that was a heck of a dribbling exhibition by Grace McAuliffe. She has 14, and it's 30-23, Piper by 7. Shot clock turned off. Siemenko over the final shot of this first half. Miller along the baseline, out the grab, open three, short, goes right to Wilhelm, put back is good. Wilhelm with 8, and it's 30-25. Back the other way, one-handed pass, stolen by Wilhelm. Goes off the back of Miller, right back to Wilhelm, 4 on the clock, and then Wilhelm throws it away. Grace McAuliffe shoots it from half court, counts it, it goes, and she just missed it on a banker from the Viking logo. Halftime has arrived. It is Piper ranked 5th in 5A, 15-3 on the year, 30. Seaman, number one team in the state, defending state champ, undefeated 18-0, winners of 24 in a row. They have 25, 30-25, Piper at the break, back with our halftime festivities after this 2.5-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you from Seaman High School. Halftime of this battle, two state-ranked teams in 5A, and the Piper Pirates have the advantage of the number one team in the state, Seaman. 30-25. First quarter was back and forth. Piper with the lead at the end of one, 16-12. And then we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lead changes in that second quarter alone. And Piper leads at the break 30-25, led by as many as 7 at 30-23. Piper led by the 1-2 combo of the McAuliffe sisters, 5'10 senior guard Grace McAuliffe, who's going to play at Cal next year. 14 points, 2 3-pointers, 8 of those 14 in the second half. Faith McAuliffe, point guard, she has 5 points, 1-3, a couple of free throws. Riley Gerber has 9 points, including a free throw, and Avery Vallejo has a bucket. Piper just 3 turnovers first half, 5 of 6 in line, hit 3 threes. Seaman, meanwhile, hit 3 threes as well. And that was one from Kenley Wilhelm, who led the way with 8 in the first half. 5 points in the 3 for Ryan Miller, 4 points in the 3 for Maddie Gregg, 4 points for Ava Esser, 4 points for Anna Becker. Jada Stahlbaum had to sit most of that first half, especially the second quarter, with 3 fouls. Ava Esser has 2 fouls. 2 fouls for Allison Oaks and Bradley Gerber for the Piper Pirates. Seaman, 2 of 4 from the line, hit the 3 threes, 7 turnovers in that first half. 30-25, Piper with the lead of the girls' varsity contest. Stay tuned, more of a halftime show to come. Back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
30-25, Piper Lady Pirates in the lead over the Seaman Lady Vikings. Coming up later tonight, the boys' contest. Seaman ranked 8th in 5A, 13-5, 10-4 in the UKC. Taking on Piper's ranked number 2 in 5A, 15-3, 12-2 in the UKC. They had won 6 in a row, but they lost last night to Baser and Linwood 62-59 after they beat DeSoto on Friday 61-55. Seaman was blown out by Baser and Linwood on Friday 67-39. It was the first game in 10 days, and they were rusty, and Baser and Linwood took it to them. But they bounced back with a big win last night over Leavenworth here at home, 76-38. Seaman went ahead and celebrated their senior night last night, as that was what was originally scheduled and planned, even though they had a home game tonight, which was a make-up date from what was supposed to have taken place last week. But then due to the snowstorm, this game between Piper and Seaman rescheduled a couple times and finally getting in here on a Wednesday late in February. Seaman boys will be at Shawnee Heights on Friday, as will the girls, and Piper girls and boys will be hosting Turner on Friday. And Piper, a team that they get up and down. They score 68 points a game, led by P.J. Moore, averaging 17 a contest. Derek Jackson averages 14 all-state a year ago, as was P.J. Moore. Piper made it to the 5A state championship last year, lost by 3 in the final to Cape Mount Carmel. And Piper a threat to win it all again this year. The one thing they got to improve on is foul shooting, just 47% as a team. Seaman, meanwhile, when you look at the sub-state standings for the boys' side of things, Seaman, you want to be in the top four, because if you're in the top four, they break the 16 teams in the region, East and West and 5A. They break them into four-team sub-states. So if you are one of the four top teams, you will host a sub-state and host both games if you keep winning. Right now, Piper will be the 3 seed in Class 5A. Highland Park undefeated 19-0, number 1 in 5A. Shawnee Heights is number 2 right now at 16-3. And then on the West, Great Bend number 1 at 17-2. Cape Mount Carmel, defending state champ, 16-3. Andover, 16-3. And then Topeka Seaman's 13-5. Emporian Hayes are 12-7. If Seaman would lose tonight and lose to Shawnee Heights on Friday, which they beat Shawnee Heights by 2 earlier in the year, that could go either way Friday. If Seaman would lose to Piper tonight and Shawnee Heights on Friday, they're in danger of falling out of that top 4 spot for sub-state. So it's important for Seaman to get at least one. It looks like if they get just one win, they'll be locked into hosting and be a 4 seed out of those 16 teams, and the top 4 will host sub-states. That's very, very important. We'll keep an eye on that here tonight and throughout the week. 5A and 6A sub-state brackets will be released on Saturday. Second half to come. Back in 1 minute, Piper leading Seaman in the girls' game, 30-25, back in 60 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second half. Piper with the basketball, moving to our right in the black uniforms with the white numerals and lettering and the purple pirate logo on the side of those black shorts. Faith McCallop lobs it near corner to Vallejo. Penetrates, gives it up to Gerber. Gerber, one power dribble, had it knocked away. It rolls into the arms of Allison Oaks. Now Grace McCallop pulls the trigger for three from the corner. Barely grazed the iron. Ball tipped up in the air. Esser tips it to herself. Seaman with the pumpkin. Pass ahead to Wilhelm running the floor from right to left. Wilhelm attacks the goal and lost it off her hands and out of bounds. Good defense there by Vallejo to get back. Seaman with their eighth turnover of the evening. Only averaged 10 a game. Seaman in their home white with the blue numerals and lettering and trim outlined in the red. Vikings 24-game winning streak dating back to last year in some jeopardy here tonight. Vallejo to Grace McCallop. Now Faith McCallop giving a little bit of room by Becker. Screen set by Grace McCallop. And Wilhelm switches off on Faith McCallop, who's so fast. Out to Vallejo, far corner, three, bouncing off. Rebound, Gerber backside, and she scores on the banker. Gerber with 11. And it's 32-25, Piper. Well, Seaman wants to run it back, go back-to-back state championships. They tried in volleyball, and they were so close. Lost the volleyball finals this year out at Salina after winning it all last year. Here's a skip pass to Jada Stahlbaumer, playing with three fouls. Now Becker. Faith McCallop guarded her all night long. Inside it goes to Esser. Esser back out to Stahlbaumer. The lefty gives it up to Wilhelm, fakes the three, steps in, flips it back, top of the key it goes to Stahlbaumer, six on the shot clock. Stahlbaumer bounced off her foot, Becker gets it, shoots a desperation, deep three, hits the side iron, and then Vallejo had it, lost it, loose on the floor, diving for Stahlbaumer along with Vallejo, and it should be a jump ball, it is, and the arrow points in favor of Seaman. And keep in mind, even if Seaman would lose this game, and of course they don't want to, but if they did, it's not the end of the world, want it. More than likely won't cost them a conference or a league title. It more than likely will not cost them a top, won't cost them a top four seed so they can host upstate. And it doesn't cost them a chance for them to win back-to-back state titles. But hey, if you could go perfect, that would be something. Here's Gregg, out of knocked away. She gets it back, flips it up and off the window for two. Gregg with six. 32-27. It's one thing to win a state title. It's another to have an undefeated perfect season and win a state title, and Seaman has that opportunity in front of them if they win out the rest of the way. Here is Grace McCallop. Flips it with the scoop, missing with the right hand. Rebound Stahlbaumer. 32-27 in favor of Piper. Here is Gregg. Attacks the paint. Nice dish to Esser. Can't finish at the rim, but the foul. If that's on Gerber, that'd be her third. And if you get Gerber out of there, suddenly things open up inside for Esser and Seaman. So Gerber with her third. It's the first team foul on Piper. So here is Ava Esser, the 6 foot senior forward, averaging 8 points, 8 rebounds, 4 points tonight. Hidden to my left. Deep knee bend, right hand shooter, and free throw is long and no good. Esser, a 63% foul shooter. We had 8 lead changes in the second quarter. We had 8 lead changes in the first quarter, so 16 lead changes in the game. And back and forth, Esser makes the second free throw. 32-28 in favor of Piper. Grace McCallop guarded by Becker. Here is Oaks, drives, flips it back to Vallejo. Faith McCallop gets a screen from Vallejo. Behind the back dribble, little crossover, underhand pass to Oaks. Oaks shake and bake into the lane, zips it over into the corner. The three by Vallejo is good. Her first three of the night. She's a good outside shooter. Hit it right in front of the Piper bench, far sideline. And it's 35-28. Piper matching their biggest lead of the night, which is seven. Thought about the lob to Esther, nothing doing. As Rania Hollingshead is into the game, a freshman. Here's a three by Stahlbaumer, in and out from the corner. Rebound, Esser, flips it out. Gregg lines up the triple, in and out. Rebound, Wilhelm, put it up, and no, but she's fouled. Well, Seaman hitting the offensive glass. And the personal foul is on Allison Oaks. That's her third. Second team foul on the Pirates. A full look at the 16-team region in 5A, Substate girls and boys in East and West. You can go on to Keisha.org. Here's a free throw is up and rolls in there. Kind of a line drive, but Wilhelm knocks it down. She leads the way with nine this evening, averages seven a game for the Vikings. Oaks is out, and Ryan Miller is in for Seaman. Abby Roth is in for Piper. And Hollingshead, a freshman, in for Gerber, who's on the bench right now with her three personals. Second free throw, knocked down by Wilhelm. Wilhelm, a senior, 35-30, Piper with the lead. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Crossover, Grace McCallop, out the Roth, wearing the pink shoes. Underhands it over here to Vallejo. Vallejo picked up by Stahlbaumer. And now Wilhelm has the assignment of guarding the very quick and shifty Faith McCallop. Given some room, shoots a deep three, top of the circle, bounces off. Rebounded there by Wilhelm. Now Becker brings up the four far sideline. Becker, a little push up, got away with it. Pull up, Jay, nothing but nylon. Becker with six, and it is 35-32, Piper. Pirates with the ball, moving to our right. Pump fake, Roth drives baseline, lobs it all the way on the perimeter, and a travel called on Faith McCallop. That's just a fourth turnover for Piper. Piper was third in state in 4A in 17, third in 18, runner-up in 19, made the Final Four in 2020 at state, but then, of course, COVID stopped everything. They couldn't play it out. Anna Becker, across the timeline. McCallop all over her. Now Grace McCallop guarding Gregg. Gregg had it poked away. She gets it back. Picks up the dribble. Bounce pass out front to Wilhelm. 18 on the shot clock. Becker, quick move on McCallop. Goes up and misses the layup on the baseline. Ball tipped out. Becker gets the loose change. Turns, shoots, left it short. And the rebound fought for. And it comes out to Faith McCallop. She goes all the way. Step through, scoop, no, and a foul called. As Hollingshed and Esser and Hollingshed were locked up elbow on this near side, and no call. Free throw, Faith McCallop, good. Foul on Gregg was her first. Data Stahlbaumer back in after a short breather. Ryan Miller goes out. Second free throw by Faith McCallop. That one in and out. Good rebound, Wilhelm. 6 points for Faith McCallop, junior point guard. Her older sister Grace has 14. 36-32 in favor of the Pirates. Becker out front. Top of the circle it goes. Wilhelm fires it near corner. And Stahlbaumer, did she step out of bounds? She made a quick move, and Coach Dinsley saying shoot it. She was open. So a turnover for the Vikings, their ninth. 36-32, Piper trying to end Seaman's 24-game winning streak. It's been over a year since Seaman lost a girls' basketball game. That was at Shawnee Heights on February 20th of 2024. 3:10 and ticking third quarter. Pirates hit the ball. The black uniforms moving to our right from south to north as the gym sits here at Seaman. Faith McCallop to older sis Grace. Grace spins against Becker. Good job by Becker. Move her feet. Now Roth into the paint. Vallejo off a dribble, partially blocked on her jumper by Stahlbaumer. Becker comes away with the deflection. Ahead to Wilhelm. Wilhelm looking for Becker on the back cut, nothing doing. Now Stahlbaumer has it. The lefty plays it over to Wilhelm. Hands it off to Becker. Becker fakes a three, steps through, had the ball stripped. It's loose on the deck, and Esser is fouled. Got hit across the arm. Let's see who this is on. It might be on Hollenshed. It is. Hollenshed with the foul. That's her third. One of the moms is certainly into it right now in the Seaman side of the stands. As the ball knocked away, again on the floor is Becker along with Faith McCallop, and now we have a whistle and a timeout called by Seaman. A 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 36-32 Piper, 2:30 to go third quarter, back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. 36-32 is our score in favor of Piper. Seaman calling a 30-second timeout. They have three timeouts remaining. Piper with four at their disposal. Wilhelm to get it in. Far side to Becker. Grace McCallum now switches to guard Becker. We've seen Faith at 5'4 and Grace at 5'11 on Becker. Becker pulled back, couldn't get off the three. Gives it across to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer playing with three fouls. Gives it to Beaton. Beaton goes up and is hammered in the paint by Hollenshed. That's her second. So going to the foul line is Kara Beaton. Free throw up. Good. Kara, 5'6 sophomore, averaging 4.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists a game. 14 fouls on Piper. Second free throw on the way, and that one in and out. Rebound to Piper. 36-33. Faith McCallop steps into a three and drills it from the near wing. She has nine as Seaman lost her in transition. 39-33, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Seaman's winning streak on the line, and now Hollenshed has been really physical inside. 5'11 freshman, and she gets called for the foul. That is her third. Remember, she's playing some key minutes here because Bradley Gerber, their starting center, has three fouls. Coach Stout's going to have to decide what he wants to do here pretty soon about that if Hollenshed keeps picking up foul after foul. So Esser to the line, wearing the black knee brace and sleeve on that left knee as he makes the first free throw. He has 6 points, 63% foul shooter. One of those seniors on this team, one of four. Stahlbaumer, Becker, Wilhelm, and Esser. Four starters. Their last run as high school basketball players. Second free throw, Esser good. 39-35. Maddie Gragg is getting a breather. Actually, she's back in the game. Maddie Gragg's in there. Esser is the one that came out. Grace McCallop to Roth. Roth, a senior. Had it knocked away. Good defense by Beaton. Outlets it to Wilhelm. Wilhelm has had a nice night with 10. Ahead it goes to Ryan Miller. Junior looking inside. Wilhelm trying to post up. Got to watch a five count. Play it out front to Beaton. Swings it over to Gragg. And we've got an offensive foul on Becker as she extended the arm, cleared out Faith McCallop, who maybe sold it a little bit with the fall, but there was definitely an extension of the arm. And the foul is on Becker. That's her first. Caught out of the corner of my eye. I think it might have been the right call, but we'd have to see the replay on it. Might have been more of an act. Who knows? Here is Grace McKellop out to Roth. Roth into the paint. Puts up a tough right-handed shot. No. Good rebound by Gregg, and she is trying to save it, but it was last touched by Piper. And it's a lot of contact again. They didn't call a foul. That's why that little hand check on Stahlbaumer earlier for a third was made everybody scratch their heads. 39-35. Piper with the lead. 105 to go, third quarter. Number 5 in the state, leading number 1 in the state. Miller gives it to Becker. Becker spins at the left elbow. Back out to Miller. Miller goes baseline. Cut off there. Good help defense by Vallejo. Wide open three. Wilhelm left it short, but a foul is called. And it's on Piper, and that might be on Hollinshed. And if so, that'd be her fourth. Got Vallejo trying to box out on the weak side. Double bonus time for the rest of the third quarter. 51 seconds to play in the stanza. Ryan Miller to the line. 50% foul shooter. Back iron no good. He has 5 points off the bench. Becker averages 16, has been held to 6. Gregg averaging 13, has been held to 6. Piper's done a good job on those two. Grace McCullough with 14, averages 17, but has not scored in the second half. As Miller makes the second, she has 6. 39-36, Piper. 15-second difference between shot clock and game clock. 42 on the game clock, 27 on the shot clock. Ralph has it near corner. Flips it to Grace McCullough. She steps in. 15-footer baseline bounces in. Shooter's bounce for Grace McCullough. I just said she hasn't scored in the second half. Now she has. 41-36 in favor of Piper. Wilhelm plays it to Becker. Becker pulls the ball with two hands. Now with the left-hand dribble. Bounce pass to the near wing extended Gregg. Gregg being guarded closely there by Grace McCullough. Now beating the sophomore. Looks for Becker, the senior. She catches it in front of head coach Matt Tinsley. 10 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock turned off to close out the third quarter. Crushing screen by Wilhelm. Faith McCullough falls down into the corner. It goes. Gregg shoots the three. It's up and off the mark. Weak side rebound. Put back at the baseline. Counts and it goes. It's just a bit too strong. 5 beaten. At the end of three, it's Piper 41, Seaman 36. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. This is High School Hoops, 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you. Seaman High School, the Seaman girls, their 24-game winning streak, their undefeated season on the line right now as they trail the fifth-ranked Piper Pirates 41-36 as we start the fourth quarter. We had 16 lead changes, 8 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter, but Piper led that entire third quarter. Oaks gets into Faith McCallop, who has 9. Grace McCallop has 16. 11 for Gerber, who's back on the floor. And now a foul called on Becker, who was trying to come over the steal on that triple handoff between Faith and Grace McCallop. Becker called for the foul. That her second first-team foul on Seaman. Bears repeating, it's been over a year since Seaman lost a girls' basketball game. Here's Faith McCallop, guarded there by Wilhelm. Grace McCallop comes back over to the right side, goes baseline. Back pick and roll that gives it to the roller. Gerber misses the banker. Gerber fighting for it. Wilhelm comes away with it for the Vikings. Well, this is when championship DNA kicks in. If you're a Seaman Viking fan, you want to see your team show that pedigree right now. Defending state champs. And number one this year, Stahlbaumer inside, Esser, great, post up, turns left-handed banker, no. Boy, she did everything right, but finish. Good rebound by Gerber, had to miss a good portion of third quarter, three fouls. Here's McKellip, slithers into the lane, fires it out to Oaks, three-pointer on the way, that missed everything for the far corner. And out of bounds, the ball was touched by Seaman on the baseline. So Piper maintains possession. 7:07 to go fourth quarter, 41-36, Pirates with the lead over Seaman. Lob into Gerber. He catches it at the free throw circle. Now to Faith McCallum, getting a little bit of room by Wilhelm. Here's Vallejo, who's a good three-point shooter. Grace McCallum picked up by Becker. She drives all the way. Banker, no offensive foul. Esther was waiting on Grace McCallum. She's called for the charge. First team foul, second personal on Grace McCallum. The six turnovers in the game for Piper, 10 for Seaman. The 41-36, the last time that Seaman led was 23-22. And then Piper went on an 8-0 run. Man-to-man defense by both teams here in the second half. Seaman had to play some zone in the first to protect against all the foul trouble he had. Wilhelm fakes from the corner, goes in. Banker missing on the baseline. Ball tipped. Esser kept alive. Wilhelm puts it up and in off the window. Wilhelm with 12, and it's 41-38. Boy, Esser, that won't show up in the box score of the stat sheet, but she tipped that, kept it alive. And then Wilhelm able to stick it back up and in. 41-38, Piper by three. They're 15-3 on the year. Seaman 18-0. Faith McCallop wide open three, missing from the near corner. Good rebound by Vallejo with the box out on Stahlbaumer. Inside it goes to Gerber, up and under against Esser, and a foul is called on Esser, and there wasn't much there. And there's a little bit of contact, but we've seen girls for both teams interlocked in elbows and arms wrapped and grabbing and not called. Third on Esser. Here's Grace McCallop, her banker, no. Becker the rebound. So Esser has three. Stahlbaumer has three fouls. Here's Becker, drives. Off-balance shot baseline. That was a force. Left it short. Yeah, Anna just forced that one. Coming down the other way to our right is Faith McCallop. Zips the pass over to Vallejo in the far corner. Underhands to Grace McCallop. Tipped out of bounds by Becker. Ryan Miller to check in for the Vikings, and going out is Wilhelm. She'll get a short breather. Wilhelm has 12. That's the only Viking in double figures tonight. Gerber 11, Grace McCobb 16 for Piper. Timeout Seaman. It's a full timeout. 5:40 to go fourth quarter. 41-38. Piper back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate, LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate, LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5 minutes and 40 seconds to play fourth quarter. Seaman, Lady Vikings, undefeated number one team in the state, trailing the fifth-ranked team in the state, Piper, 41-38. Long way to go. Seaman has two timeouts left. Piper has four. They pass it into the backcourt for Faith McCallop. She has it, crossing the Viking logo half-court to our right. Little crossover guarded by Ryan Miller. Flips it to Vallejo. Vallejo has it to Grace McCallop. McCallop into the paint. Out of Faith McCallop. She drives all the way to the paint and scores. Able to go right down the boulevard for two. She has 11. And it's 43-38. Really the first time we've seen all night that Seaman did not have good help defense. Here is Gregg. Flips it over to Miller, who saved the errant pass far sideline near the Viking bench. Here's Stahlbaumer. Seaman beat Piper to start the season. Season opener, 69-67. Becker catches, spins, turns, off-balance shot in the lane. missing. Esser rebounds, stick back. She misses the point-blank shot. Fought for Gerber and Esser, and a hold called on Esser. She just picked up her fourth. But you love Esser's commitment and the way she's battling there. And she couldn't finish close to the rim after she had a nice offensive rebound. So Esser has four. That means Wilhelm will come in and Esser goes out. That also means that advantage Piper, they could maybe get into Gerber now at 5'10", who has 11 points. Nine came in the first half. Faith McCallop jogs the ball up the floor into the forecourt to my right. Zips it over to Roth. He's been quiet, has not scored tonight, averages 7 a game. Vallejo to Grace McCallop. Now to Vallejo, who has 5 points and a three-pointer tonight. Backdoor cut, wraparound. Faith McCallop to Gerber, missed the layup. Challenged there by Gregg. Here come the Vikings to my left in the home white unis. Wilhelm flips it over far wing Becker. Back to Wilhelm. And Esser staying on the floor right now. She catches it out to Stahlbaumer. Figured she was going to go out without four fouls, and she started to go to the bench, but then coach says stay in there. It was Miller that came out. So starting five for Seaman. 10 on the shot clock. Becker turns, fade away, bouncing off on the baseline. Rebound Esser, and then fires it, but past Stahlbaumer in the backcourt. That's over and back violation. Tough luck there. Boy, Esther's giving everything she's got right now. The Vikings a little bit frustrated right now. Down by five, 43-38, 3:49 to go. Nothing easy. Becker's had to really work for her 6 points. Faith McCallop, Grace McCallop have taken turns guarding her. Becker's had a couple of forces here in the fourth quarter. You know, as a senior, she wants to go undefeated this year. Grace McCallop, between the leg dribble, on the baseline goes to Roth. Roth, that could be a travel, and it is. Turnover number 7 on Piper. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse, agent Bob's Janitorial, Goldmeyer Homes, Sacramento State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, and also big thank you to Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. Stahlbaumer into the front court. The lefty gives it up to Becker. Screen set by Esser. Becker to Stahlbaumer. Esser had position. Stahlbaumer drives, flips it up, left it short on the baseline. Gregg rips it away from Grace McCallop and puts it up and in. Gregg with 8. 43-40 Piper with 3:13 to play. Here's Grace McCallop. Spins into the paint. Had the ball knocked away. And Stahlbaumer comes away with it. Stahlbaumer near sideline. Goes around Vallejo. Goes up strong and it's fouled. Stahlbaumer will get 2 free throws. Always said there's that championship DNA, that championship pedigree. Will it kick in? Seaman has beaten 6 ranked teams already this year. Piper is one of those. DeSoto twice. St. James Academy. Shawnee Mission South and 6A. Derby, who was number 1 in 6A at one point, has a free throw. Back iron, no good for Stahlbaumer, who's looking for a first point of night, averaging 10 a game. She hasn't been able to get into a rhythm because she had to sit out a good portion of the first half with 3 fouls. Timeout has been called. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, Piper 43, Seaman 40. This is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3 minutes and 1 second to play, fourth quarter. Fifth ranked Piper 43, number one ranked Seaman 40. Jada Stahlbaumer back to the line. Piper calling a full timeout. They have 3 remaining. Seaman has 2 remaining. Esser, Wilhelm, Stahlbaumer, Becker, and Gregg. That's the 5 on the floor for Seaman. They're starting 5. Stahlbaumer, free throw is up, and that one also no good. Back iron. Stahlbaumer yet to score. 71% foul share, misses 2 big free throws. 43-40, under 3 minutes to go. Piper with the ball in the black uniforms, white numerals and lettering. Seaman defending man-to-man in the home white with the blue numerals and lettering. Grace McCallop tries to save it. and does. Nope. No, a timeout was granted. The Cal tried to save it. Timeout called by Shane Stout and Piper. 30-second timeout. Back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Piper saving the possession with that 30-second timeout. Here the scores table on the far side. Vallejo out there along with the McAuliffe sisters, Roth and Gerber. Vallejo, bounce pass, between the ovals it goes. Faith McAuliffe wiggles into the lane, picks up the dribble. Vallejo open, three-pointer in the corner again. This one's short. Good rebound by Esser. She's able to climb the ladder and clean the glass. 2:30 to play, fourth quarter, 43-40 Piper. They've led ever since they took the lead in the second quarter. Demon's last lead was 23-22. Piper led by five at the end of two, led by five at the end of three, and they lead by three right now. Becker skips it across to Gregg. Gregg into the paint. Her runner in the lane bounces softly in. Gregg with 10, and it's 43-42 Piper. Faith McAuliffe guarded there by Wilhelm. She goes all the way to the hoop. The banker up too strong. Rebounded by Wilhelm, who's played really well tonight. Lob ahead to Becker. Becker across the Viking logo. Flips it into the near corner. Stop number three for the lead. Bouncing off short. Rebound Faith McAuliffe for Piper. Boy, Stahlbomber had a wide open look. Normally will knock that down just a hair short. Faith McAuliffe all the way to the hoop. A wild scoop. Wild shot over his shoulder. Misses. Rebounded by Seaman. Minute 35 to play. 43-42. Stahlbomber runs into Vallejo, and a blocking foul is called on the 5'3 senior guard for Piper. Third team foul on the Pirates. Three team fouls on Seaman. The foul was on the floor with a block. Seaman trailing by one. Trailed by as many as seven. Gregg has it far corner. Penetrates in the lane. Pivot. Turns. And that's a jump ball. Grace McAuliffe, good defense. Jump ball. And the arrow stays with Seaman. Starting five for both teams at the moment. Box set on the out-of-bounds play. Set to throw it in is Wilhelm, left of the bucket on the baseline. Lobs it all the way out between the circles to go to Stahlbomber. Becker calling for it. Catches, turns, and fires, and is fouled by Faith McAuliffe. Got her across the arm. Faith McAuliffe with her second. Fourth team foul, and Becker to the line. 69% foul shooter. Averages 16 a game. She's been held check. She was the UKC Player of the Year a year ago. She's committed to go play college ball at Drake, school's all-time leading scorer. And she switches the first free throw. We're tied at 43. 1:23 to go here in the fourth. Second free throw for the senior point guard is up and good. Becker gives Seaman their first lead since it was 23-22. Our 17th lead change of the night. Near side, this is Vallejo. Bounce pass to Faith McAuliffe. And now we're going to have to stand up because Seaman fans are standing up, blocking our view. Which is okay, they're into it. 60 on the shot clock. Faith McAuliffe drives, flips it up, and it's fouled. Now Faith McAuliffe just hit the gas pedal, hit the turbo button, able to get into the paint. Gregg call for the personal. That is her third. Team foul number four. 44-43 Seaman. It was 41-36 to start this quarter. Piper's only scored 2 points in 7 minutes. Free throw. Faith McAuliffe bounces in. A junior has 12. Grace McAuliffe had 14 in the first half, just 2 in the second half. 44-44. Second free throw to give the Pirates the lead, and McAuliffe does it. 45-44. Seaman rings the ball off the floor. Both teams with two timeouts remaining. Becker fires it ahead. Far sideline to Gregg. Now Esser has it playing with four fouls. Gives it to Stahlbomber. The lefty into the near corner to Wilhelm. Now a pass there. Trying to go to Gregg. Bad pass by Stahlbomber. Stolen by Grace McAuliffe. She goes all the way. The scoop layup. Missed it. missed everything on the layup. Rebound Stahlbaumer. 35 seconds to go. Seaman down by one. Here's Gregg going all the way. No, she can't finish, but a foul on Gerber. Aggressive take to the hoop. Hi, Gregg. I thought she might dish it to Esther at the last minute. She had a 2-on-1, but Gregg says, I'll keep it in my hands. Gerber with her fourth. 15 foul. 14 fouls on Seaman. Both teams will shoot double bonus the final 31 seconds. 45-44. Piper with the lead. Gregg, free throw. Good. Well, if you're Seaman, that's who you want at the line, Becker or Gregg. And a timeout has been called. We're tied at 45. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
30.8 seconds to play. 45-45 is our score. Maddie Gregg will be at the line with an opportunity to give Seaman the lead. Just 31 seconds to play. Piper has one timeout remaining, and Seaman has two timeouts in their back pocket. Starting five for both teams. Gregg, the junior, 77% foul shooter. Chance to give the Vikings a lead. Remember, shot clock's turned off. It's under 35, the game clock, as Gregg switches the free throw. She has 12, 46-45. Pirates with the ball. Remember, they have one timeout to work with. Faith McCall gets a screen from Gerber. Wraparound pass out to Vallejo. Now Grace McAuliffe into the paint, puts up the off-balance banker and hits it with 16 seconds to go. Timeout, Piper. Seaman down one. 14 on the clock when the timeout is called. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary. They are real. And they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the first meeting of the year between these two teams came down the wire at Piper High School, and Seaman prevailed 69-67. They have not lost since February 20th of last year. Undefeated, number one team in the state, Seaman on their home floor against the fifth-ranked Piper Pirates. And here is our current situation, just tuning in. Grace McCallop hitting a bucket moments ago. Piper calling their final timeout. Seaman has two timeouts to work with to get in trouble. 14.1 seconds to play, fourth quarter, 47-46. Piper trying to end Seaman's perfect season. Two of the top five teams in the state doing battle here tonight. Man-to-man defense at Piper. They get it into Becker. One-on-one against McCallop. Brings up the floor far sideline. Becker looking for a screen, doesn't get it. She drives, she stops, she pops. Foul line, Jay, no. Ball tipped out, it's loose. It's tipped around a few more times. And now it rolls into the arms of Gregg, who banks it in to beat the buzzer. And Seaman, their undefeated season stays alive in improbable fashion. The Seaman Vikings remain perfect, the number one team in the state. The ball just pinballed around for what seemed for an eternity in the lane. And you're thinking there's no way they're going to get a shot. And then finally, right before the horn, Maddie Gregg grabbed it and banked it in from point-blank range. I thought the clock might expire before they get off a shot, but Ava Esther again was able to tip the ball around, keep it alive. It ricocheted, pinballed, and hit about four different players' hands, and then finally settled into the paws of Matty Gregg, who calmly baked it in with half a second remaining to beat the buzzer, and the Seaman Lady Vikings are still undefeated, and they still have not lost since February 20th of last year. What a win for Seaman. They're now 19-0. They wrap up the league title at 15-0, and that's what they're saying right now to the crowd as Seaman has wrapped up their third straight UKC league title. And they have a chance to go undefeated in the league if they can win Friday on the road at Shawnee Heights. And Piper, what a tough loss, a bitter pill to swallow, as it looked like they were going to win. Instead, Piper falls to 15-4, 12-3 in the UKC. But like I said, these two teams could make it to the 5A state tournament and meet again. Don't be shocked if that would happen. Wow, what a game it was. And the 19th lead change of the night, unofficially the 19th lead change of the night, ended up being the one that stuck right before the buzzer. Matty Gregg with the game winner. And Seaman dodges a gigantic bullet here tonight at home against Piper. Wow, what a game. Piper fifth in the state, Seaman number one. These two teams have played two basketball games this year, and the combined margin of victory for Seaman, 3 points, 69-67 to open the season. And here tonight, they win it 48-47. Stay tuned, our post-game show to come after a two-and-a-half-minute timeout. Back at two-and-a-half on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wow, we catch our breath. We have been very fortunate this year on 96.9 The Pulse, our first year broadcasting ball games. Of course, we took over, we didn't take over, we bought the 96.9, we changed the format to The Pulse, and wanted to do some high school basketball sporting events for various teams, and we've had some crazy good games this year when it comes to football, or girls or boys basketball. MJ, studio engineer back in Hiawatha, she has been kind of our lucky charm throughout the year, and we've had some fantastic contests. We had a buzzer beater for Silver Lake at Rock Creek. Kaylin Haney hit a three from about 30 feet to beat the buzzer after Rock Creek turnover with 4 seconds to go. And a lot of these games we know going in will be pretty evenly matched based off rankings, this and that. But sometimes you have a dud. Sometimes you have a blowout. Sometimes it's just not a great game. But for the most part this year, the games we've picked have turned out to be outstanding contests. And tonight did not disappoint us at all, as we knew it was two of the best teams in state in 5A. Who knows? Maybe the two best teams in 5A. And Piper gave Seaman everything they could handle and then some, as Piper led 16-12 at the end of one. It was 23-22 Seaman when Piper scored the final 8 points in the first half to go up 30-25. They go up as many as 7 in the second half. But Seaman would draw closer within 5 at the end of 3, 41-36. And Piper went 7 minutes without they scored just 2 points in the first 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. Not a lot of points for either team in that fourth quarter, but Seaman was able to chip away. And I talked about that DNA, that championship pedigree. Will it kick in? It did. It did. Seaman did not want to lose. Obviously, you can just say that. Say that's obvious to point out. But there's a will to win. There's an inner fire. There's this determination that's a little bit deeper in teams that have been there and done that, or so it seems. And Seaman was able to get it done here tonight. Now, it took a little bit of luck. The ball bouncing all over the place in the air. Just tipped around. It was like a tip drill. And finally, Matt Agragg hit it to game the game winner. But it was 41-36 at the end of three, and Seaman took a 44-43 lead on a couple free throws by Anna Becker. But then it was Faith McCallop with a couple of free throws to put Piper up 45-44. Then Maddie Gregg was fouled with 31 seconds to play. She hit a free throw. It was a timeout. Came back after timeout. Calmly knocked down another free throw. It was 46-45. And then Grace McCallop was able to navigate her way into the lane, turn, and hit a bank shot with 15 seconds remaining. Timeout was called by Piper to set up their defense. Seaman puts it in the hands of Anna Becker. Becker, little crossover, got to the foul line, step back 15-footer, was off the mark, and then it was the tip drill. The ball tipped around multiple times. It seemed like it hit six or seven players' hands. And I'm sitting here going, when's the horn going to go off? Because it seemed like the ball was being tipped around. It never did hit the floor. It just kept being tipped around by various players. Nobody could grab it until Maddie Gregg did in the nick of time, and I mean the nick of time, and banked it in right before the buzzer went off. And Seaman wins on the buzzer beater, 48-47. Seaman led tonight by Maddie Gregg with 14, including the game winner. She scored the final 4 points of the contest for Seaman. Kinley Wilhelm had a nice night with 12 points and a three-pointer. Gregg had a three-pointer. Anna Becker held to 8 with 2 clutch free throws. Ava Esser with 7. She was the one that kept that ball alive at the end. 6 points for Ryan Miller, including a 3, and 1 point for Kara Beaton. Seaman was 14-18 from the line and hit 3 three-pointers from 3 different players. And we had unofficially 19 lead changes in this game. 19 lead changes, and a 19th lead change was the permanent one. Seaman now 19-0, 15-0 in the UKC, clinches their third straight league title. They'll play at Shawnee Heights on Friday to wrap up the regular season. Substate brackets will come out on Saturday for Class 5A. Piper, oh man, that one's going to hurt for a little while, no doubt. They'll have to turn around and play Turner on Friday. Turner team is really struggling. They beat Turner early in the year by 66. So Piper should be okay in that game on Friday when they host Turner, but this is one they really wanted. Piper now 15-4, 12-3 in the UKC, and all of their 4 losses are to state-ranked teams in 5A, DeSoto, St. James Academy, and then 2 losses to Seaman by a combined total of 3 points. And they lost by 2 to DeSoto tonight, so 3 of their 4 losses are combined 5 points, and their other loss was by 7 to St. James Academy. Piper led tonight by Grace McCallop with 18, 14 in the first half. She had the shot that gave Piper the lead, and we thought maybe would be the game winner with 14 seconds to go. Faith McCallop with 13, including a couple of threes, 5 of 6 from the line. Bradley Gerber with 11 points, and then 5 points, including a 3 from Avery Vallejo. As we mentioned, Seaman hit 3 3-pointers. Piper made 5 threes, 2 each by the McCallop sisters, 1 by Vallejo. 9 turnovers for Piper tonight, 11 for Seaman. Piper 8-10 from the line, Seaman 14-18. But Seaman gets it done in as exciting a fashion as you'll ever see. 48-47 on the rebound and put back by Maddie Gregg after it was tipped around for what seemed like an eternity and she was able to grab it in the nick of time and beat the final buzzer by half a second. Seaman remains undefeated. The perfect season, the dream of a perfect undefeated season and a state championship is all still there for the taking. Had that ball been tipped around one more time, tipped to one more player, they would probably be sitting here at 18-1, and Piper would be celebrating in the locker room. It's a game of inches. It's a game of nanoseconds. Razor-thin margin of between winning and losing when you have two great teams playing each other, and that was the case here tonight. Congratulations, Seaman, winning another UKC title. Boys game coming up. Good luck trying to top that. Piper boys are 15-3. They're ranked number 2 in the state. Seaman 13-5, ranked 8 in the state. So we have two more ranked teams battling out. And we're going to throw it back to MJ at the studios for about 4 or 5 minutes. And we'll be back with you for the boys contest. Big thanks to our sponsor tonight, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthaus, agent, Bob's Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Stock Growers State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Morrill, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, and by Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. Seaman Viking girls remain perfect as they win by the slightest of margins on a game-winning shot to beat the buzzer by Matty Gregg on a putback off a miss. 48-47, boys game coming up in about 4 to 5 minutes. Stay tuned here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Gonna sound like a bad joke, but mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say.